Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever stopped to think that in 2026, 84% of people around the world have never truly used AI? A while back, a chart showing the global distribution of AI usage made several rounds through my circle of friends. 84% had never used it at all. 16% had tried a free chatbot at some point. Those willing to pay $20 a month for a subscription were only a fraction of a percent. And the people actually using AI-powered developer tools, we're talking somewhere between 2 and 5 million people worldwide, fewer than 1 in 20,000. But what strikes me most about that chart isn't the lopsided proportions. It's that what we're really looking at is a map of capability. I went all in on large language model applications at the end of 2022, and today I spend at least 5 hours a day working with AI, opening terminals, wiring up APIs, chasing down bugs. I stumble into problems constantly, and I love every minute of it. One day, while I was out on a run, it hit me. The version of me that has lived through this process and the version of me that hasn't are profoundly different people. And the two of them would have almost no way of understanding each other. For those who haven't stepped into this space, the world looks like it's turning just as it always has. But those of us on the inside know that isn't the case. That is the K-shaped divergence I worry about. Some people are using AI to amplify their thinking, to multiply their output. Others are using it to avoid thinking altogether. The gap keeps widening and it gets harder and harder to close. If you haven't started yet, it isn't too late right now. But the longer you wait, by the time you do catch up, what you find waiting for, you may already be an entirely different world.